The Sri Lankan Navy has sunk a Tamil Tiger ship suspected of smuggling weapons. The clash came shortly before opposition parties staged a large rally in the capital, Colombo, to protest the government's handling of a peace process with Tamil rebels. And the text. The clash took place about 300 kilometers off the island's northeastern coast. Officials say a Navy patrol boat fired warning shots on an unnamed cargo vessel after it did not respond to signals to stop. The ship fired back, and four government sailors were injured in the gun battle. The cargo ship sank after catching fire. European peace monitors say the rebels confirmed one of their ships was involved in the clash. About 8 or 10 people were on the boat when it sank. The monitors called the clash a serious matter. Last month, 3 Tamil Tigers blew up the boat they were on after Norwegian monitors caught them smuggling weapons. Hours after the confrontation at sea, tens of thousands of opposition supporters rallied in Colombo to protest the government's peace bid with the rebels. Opposition parties accused the government of making too many concessions to the rebels and ignoring ceasefire violations by the Tamil Tigers. They say the peace process is paving the way for the country's division. A political analyst at Colombo's Center for Policy Alternatives, Rohan Edrasinghe, calls the rally a warning call to the government.
I think the government will have to get its act together on the peace process a little bit more effectively on two main counts. One is that it needs to do more to defend the peace process publicly. Secondly, I think there is a perception that the government has been a little too soft on the LTTE with respect to some key issues, like, for example, violations of human rights, etc.
The main opposition party, the People's Alliance, joined hands with Marxists and hardline nationalists to stage the protest. The People's Alliance is led by President Chandrika Kumaratunga, who has the power to sack the government. The government and the rebels hold a 6th round of peace talks in Japan next week. The two sides signed a ceasefire agreement and opened talks last year to end the island's 2-decade-old ethnic conflict. The rebels have given up on demands of a separate homeland and say they are prepared to accept autonomy in the Tamil-dominated north and the east. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.